Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet and Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
A new look and a new direction at one of New York's leading sources of immigrant and community news. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. New York has somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 immigrant and community newspapers. If you don't have time to read them all or don't know how to read the dozens of languages they're printed in, then you should know about Voices of New York. The website's been around for a number of years, but it recently went through some major changes: a new owner, a new layout, and a new editorial mission. Indrani Sen took the editorial reins of Voices of New York in February. She joins us now to talk about her new job and her vision for Voices. Indrani, welcome to the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Indrani, Voices of New York originated as a project called Voices That Must Be Heard that was launched after September 11th by the New York Community Media Alliance. It's been about a year since the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism, where we are today, assumed ownership of Voices, of that project, and then relaunched it as Voices of New York. How is the new version of Voices different than the old version?
Well, I think that the new version shares a lot of the same mission that the old version, Voices That Must Be Heard, had. We're still a showcase for the community and ethnic media. We seek to drive traffic to those news organizations and to showcase their best material, their best stories, and try and get them out to a broader audience. Yeah, because we're based here at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism, our mission, you know, it's combined with the mission of the school, which is to really use some of the innovative technologies and approaches to news storytelling that this school really emphasizes.
So tell me about some recent stories that stand out for you that maybe represent this new focus at Voices.
Some of the stories that we've really, you know, for me, it's been kind of a revelation, just discovering the level of journalism that's happening in the community and ethnic press. Some of the stories that I think have been kind of under the radar for the mainstream press that have been covered really extensively and impressively. The sort of war that seems to be building up between street vendors and business organizations and the city to some extent. In the city, it's been covered by a lot of different publications in different ways. From, you know, City Limits did a story a couple months ago about restaurants in Bay Ridge and their problems with the lunch vendors around there. There's been coverage in DNA Info and in some of the ethnic publications of the battles between the 34th Street Partnership and the street vendors. There's street vendors who have been protesting against what they call unfair fines from the city.
And why do you think this is a story that resonates with ethnic and community media?
Well, I think probably because most of the street vendors are immigrants. So, you know, these are Latino, South Asian, East Asian, Middle Eastern. So, you know, these are people from the communities.
And do you find that different papers are covering this from different angles, or are they all pretty much telling the same story?
I think that they are covering it from different angles, and they're certainly covering both sides of the story. But I feel like we're seeing more the street vendor's perspective in these stories in general than I've seen in the mainstream papers.
One of the great things about Voices, like Feet in Two Worlds, is exactly what you pointed out. You bring out stories and journalists that are unknown outside of immigrant communities or outside of community newspapers. But the challenge is that immigrant journalists often come from countries with journalistic standards that are different than American standards and different than what American audiences are used to. Have you encountered this since you've joined Voices? And if so, what's been your approach?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd say we've encountered that in the sense that some stories from our kind of American news perspective that feels like there's kind of holes in some of these stories that you know, we would like to see an additional perspective added. We're eager to work more with the community press, the community and ethnic press, and we are doing that through training programs here at the Journalism School. We're trying to address some of those issues that we're seeing. We're also finding, though, that there's stories that, because they're being told in different ways, maybe more first-person stories, you know, maybe a little bit less of a line between a kind of opinion piece and a news piece, that as long as we kind of frame them that way, you know, we're not actually running entire stories most of the time. We're running excerpts from stories.
So you're doing kind of a blogging type of a thing where you're pointing to different things that people are saying in different community and ethnic papers and saying, here's a little bit of this and here's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Which I think is different than what Voices That Must Be Heard did, because they basically republished articles in their entirety, translated them into English, and then said, this is it.
Yeah, I think that is a little bit different from what Voices That Must Be Heard did. So, I mean, I think once if we're excerpting a story, we're able to kind of frame it a little bit, make it clear that, you know, this is a first person piece or this is an opinion piece, and even, you know, to take excerpts from several different publications, maybe from several different ethnic communities covering the same issue.
Now, we should say that Feet in Two Worlds and Voices have been partners for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I have discovered is that it's awfully hard to keep track of what's being produced by 400 media outlets across New York, on top of everything that you see on TV, the many cable channels and blogs and websites and so forth. How do you keep track of what's going on? What's your method? Have you developed a method?
Voices That Must Be Heard, and the staff that was in place when I arrived 2 months ago had a pretty good method in place, and I've been pretty fascinated to learn it all. What we do is we have a kind of a cadre of translators and readers, you know, including us, the staff at Voices. We have what we call a scan list. So we basically read, we split them up, you know, I have 10 or 15 publications that I look at, all their stories every week. And we choose the stories that we think might be the best fit for Voices. The Chinese translator will look at all the Chinese papers. Our Arabic translator will look at all the Arabic papers. Bengali translator, look at the Bengali papers. And each of us will choose the stories we think would be the best fit for Voices of New York. We sit down, have an editorial meeting, and we choose the best stories. And then we ask the translators to translate those stories for us. We also use social media. You know, we use Facebook and Twitter, and we follow people, news organizations, and journalists. So more and more of these publications are Facebooking and tweeting their stories. So that's another way that we stay abreast of what they're publishing. We're trying to meet with each and every publication that we work with, having lunches with them. So we're sitting down with the editors. And
you'll be done in 2015, something like that.
but we're really encouraging them to actually reach out to us when they have a really great piece of reporting that they'd like to highlight. And so we're hoping we'll see a lot more of that too.
Indrani, do you get the sense that reporters and editors at different ethnic newspapers actually keep track of each other's work? They're reading each other's newspapers?
To some extent, yeah. Certainly within a particular community.
So, for example, the Bangladeshi papers reading the other Bangladeshi papers.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We had lunch with the editors of The World Journal a couple of days ago, which is a Chinese paper. And they certainly stay abreast of all the other Chinese papers. And probably,
I think there's actually a rivalry between those papers.
Yes, absolutely. There's probably some, you know, reading of each other's papers across the ethnic communities as well. But we really hope that they're reading us as well, and that we kind of can provide a window for journalists from the ethnic and community publications to read each other.
What about between different immigrant communities? Because often what we found it at Feet in Two Worlds in reporting stories that similar issues crop up for different immigrant communities, and they are not really aware that, for example, Chinese immigrants may not be aware that Latino immigrants are facing similar issues because they don't read each other's newspapers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big part of what we're hoping to address. You know, we really want to, you know, we talk about eventually creating almost kind of a wire service for these community and ethnic publications so that there's ways of, you know, working together and combining reporting. I mean, a great example of that is Secure Communities, which is a federal initiative that's allows the local law enforcement officials to work with immigration authorities. That's something that's being covered really extensively in almost every ethnic publication, but we're not necessarily seeing a coordination happening between those publications.
And you think that that would be something that would be helpful to coordinate that coverage across immigrant communities and across publications?
I think there's a potential that news stories would come out of that kind of collaboration.
You said you've been at Voices of New York now for a couple of months.
Yeah.
What's your vision for the future? What are you hoping to achieve?
We have a lot of ambitions to expand kind of at both ends of our audience. I mean, we want to reach out to a broader set of news organizations and journalists in the ethnic and community media.
A broader set?
Yeah. You know, I mean, as you say, 400 publications.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody really knows.
we're constantly discovering new ones that we didn't even know about. And I think new ones are popping up all over the place too. So just keeping track of that is definitely a big job. To that end, we're looking to expand our pool of translators. We're also eager to become more of a resource for the mainstream press. I mean, these are stories that we think that the New York Times and WNYC, your partner, and the Post and the Daily News are interested in telling these stories. And it's hard for them maybe to access them. So we hope that we'll become kind of an invaluable resource for the city reporter in general in the city. We're eager to commission a lot more original work. We've already started doing that.
You have?
Yeah.
That's a change also from the old voices that must be heard.
Yeah, and we have funding for that, which is a big change also. We have a project on senior centers in New York City. Is that, you know, the senior population is going to increase by about half. It's going to be 150% of what it is within the next 20 years. And senior centers around the city are doing all kinds of things to prepare for that population boom. So we're really eager to try and break some ground in our original reporting as well.
So are you looking for story ideas from journalists in the ethnic and
Absolutely.
Community media?
Absolutely. We're looking for pitches and for freelance stories.
What's the website address?
It's voicesofny.org, which is voicesofny.org.
Indrani, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Indrani Sen is the editor of Voices of New York. The Feet in Two Worlds podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Cyrus Fund, WNYC New York Public Radio, and the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation.
This podcast was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or by using the Stitcher Smart Radio app.
You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.